This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and European governments accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism. This after the government forced a commercial jetliner on Sunday to make an emergency landing in the capital, Minsk, and arrested an opposition blogger who had been critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The United States and European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Pratasevich. The 26-year-old blogger has been living in exile in Poland. The Ryanair flight he was on was diverted in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from its planned destination of Vilnius, Lithuania, because of an alleged bomb threat. On Monday, the airline called the incident, quote, an act of aviation piracy, and said it is cooperating with investigations being conducted by the European Union safety and security agencies, as well as NATO. Pratasevich is a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live. He was detained by police when Belarusian authorities searched the plane. The official coronavirus death toll in India has passed 300,000. That grim milestone comes as a devastating surge of new infections appears to be easing in big cities, but the virus isn't finished with India by any means. Mega cities such as Mumbai and New Delhi have seen improvement, but the virus appears to be taking a heavier toll in the country's vast rural areas. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on and strengthen last week's Gaza ceasefire, start an immediate flow of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, and lay the groundwork for a resumption of peace talks. This is VOA News.